It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Welcome back. It is always a good day when I wake up, I give thanks, step out in my little studio, and I get to interview and have a conversation with intriguing people that are here to help other people. I always find it so interesting, and I'm so filled with gratitude when I meet individuals that have taken their own experience, often associated with horrific pain, and then they've flipped it around to help other people. To me, that is like one of the most generous gifts that we can give of ourselves, is to help someone else. My guest today, I have two beautiful women with me. I'm going to try not to mess up their amazing last names. Irene Vouvalidis, is that right?
Vouvalidis. That's correct.
Great last name. That's so beautiful. It kind of rolls right off the tongue. And the lovely Elizabeth Boussin. Is it Boussin?
Boisson.
Okay. Elizabeth and Irene are here today. Elizabeth is the president and co-founder. Irene is vice president of a nonprofit called Helping Parents Heal. So when I first found out about you through my dear friend, Casey, I was amazed, because I've been doing this podcast for 3 years. I speak to so many experts and authors in the grief world. And I had not heard of Helping Parents Heal. And so when Casey started telling me about it, I'm like, well, this is miraculous. This is what parents need that have gone through losing a child. And I know we don't ever really lose them, because love never dies. So without further ado, tell me, Elizabeth, I'm going to start with you. How did it go from being a Facebook page, which you started, to becoming this big nonprofit? I mean, what, 20,000 people?
Well, I must say that, first of all, the Facebook page started about a week after Morgan transitioned at the base camp of Mount Everest in Tibet. And it kind of grew organically. And I'd like to say that it was because the kids that were joining, or the parents that were joining, were being told by their kids to join. And so we've never done any type of advertising. But when Irene joined the group, I think we were at about 7,000, 8,000 members. And she suggested that we put together a conference. And I immediately thought, is she crazy? Does she know what goes into holding a conference? And it is a beautiful idea in concept, but it is so much work. And being able to put all of the pieces in place, and they usually lose money. But the first conference that we had in Scottsdale in 2018 was amazing. It definitely made the membership increase enormously, thanks to Irene. And then we have now this second conference coming up, because the first conference was canceled because of COVID in Charleston, South Carolina. But we have another one coming up. But I'll let Irene tell a little bit more about that. But I believe that really, our membership has grown a lot because of that, and because of our YouTube presence now. We have lots of incredible people who are interviewed by us. A lot of them were supposed to be at that second conference. And we have a completely volunteer organization. So everyone in Helping Parents Heal is a volunteer and is not paid at all, either on the board or our caring listeners or our affiliate leaders. And so it's kind of like one big family. That's the way that we feel it is.
It's just a beautiful story, because here you are in your grief, and your son Morgan is communicating with you, and all of you now have this network where you're there to uplift and help people. So what is it about the Helping Parents Heal when you're in your deep grief, and then you become a shining, what do you call it? Shining light parent. How do you transition from one to the other?
Irene, do you want to tell the story about Shining Light Parents?
Well, yeah. As you know, Jane, Suzanne Giesman is a dear friend to both of us, to Elizabeth and to myself. And she's very involved with our group and involved with the book that we wrote to get that Elizabeth put together. And when Elizabeth and I were talking with Suzanne, we really, and especially, I do not like the word bereaved. To me, it is the saddest word in the dictionary. And I do not want to be known for the rest of my life as a bereaved parent, even though I was in a deep state of grief for a relatively long period of time. I am no longer a bereaved parent. I am definitely a shining light parent, which Suzanne came up with the term. At first, it's our children in spirit who are the shining lights, and they're showing us the way. And then as we heal and become, as they like to say, enlightened, so to speak, we can then be the shining light for those that are not as far along on the journey as we are.
Wow, I love it. And then you have caring listeners. So what is a caring listener?
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Well, the caring listeners are amazing. We have 33 of them. They speak 9 different languages. And wow. We thought that was really important because we have affiliates of Helping Parents Heal around the world. So we're here in the States, in Canada, in the UK, in South Africa, in India, and in Australia, New Zealand, as well as in other countries in between, but that's where we have the affiliate groups. So they're able to speak in many different languages. They're available whenever anyone needs them, by phone or by email. And they're simply parents that are volunteer parents, just like all of us. And Irene and I are both caring listeners as well, who have gone down the healing path just a little bit further and who reach a hand back to help others forward. And I am so grateful to have all of the caring listeners, because whenever Irene and I see a post on Helping Parents Heal on the Facebook page that we know really needs help, I can always ask the person by private message or on the page itself to reach out to the caring listeners. And again, they're free of charge. They are volunteers.
Wow. Speaking of the book, let's talk about this, because there will be a link on the show page, because I just think this is absolutely beautiful. You had sent me a copy, and I'm sitting in my reading chair, which I have stacks of books all over, and I'm reading it, and then I'm looking at my husband, and I'm like, wow. Like, I just don't even know what to say. This is so beautiful the way it's put together, but yet there's stories that of all your loss, of all your children that you've had to, you know, either bury or say goodbye to. How do you go from that? Like, where did the concept come to put life to afterlife together? It's called Life to Afterlife, Helping Parents Heal. And the foreword is by the fabulous Suzanne Giesman, who I've just had on the show a couple of weeks ago. And she is, talk about a bright light. That lady was like just beaming, just like I'm looking at the two of you. I just see such goodness radiating off of both of you. So let's talk about the book and how we can, anyone that's listening to the Next Room podcast, how we can help with our money, our resources to help you.
Yeah, well, I think Elizabeth should talk about the book, but I will say that when she called me, we talk multiple times during the day, and a few months ago, however long it was, and she told me that we were going to be putting a book together. And I thought, are you kidding me? With all the work that we do and with the conference coming up, but it came together just amazing. And it's a great story. So I'll let Elizabeth tell the story.
Well, I would just like to say that it's the kids that put the book together, just like the kids do everything. And it was really funny because I was being interviewed by Jamie Clark and Maggie Clark, who have a podcast, Psychic Evolution, that they were just trying to raise awareness about Helping Parents Heal, which was wonderful. And before the podcast, Jamie said to me, and he's a medium, Morgan's here and he's telling me that you are supposed to write a book. And he said, and I've heard that many times, I think a lot of us have heard that, And he said, and it has to be about life to afterlife. Mom, can you hear me? Which is a documentary that was done by Craig McMahon. And the documentary was done back in 2019. And it was his first in his Life to Afterlife series. And when he said that, I thought, okay, that makes sense, because I can just get all of the parents who are all friends, obviously very close friends of mine, to send in a chapter and we will do it that way. Well, I had no idea that everyone would send in their chapter so quickly. It took less than 2 months to put it together. And then I asked Suzanne to do a foreword. Maureen Hancock, who's also in the Life to Afterlife documentary, also sent a foreword in. And it was so quick and easy. And as I say, it's thanks to the kids. It was just amazing. But the most important thing about the book is that I got together a group of questions to ask specifically the signs that the kids are sending us, but also how all of us have been able to move forward and heal after the passing of our kids. And everything that is in the book, everything that was said was uplifting. And I just love the fact that it is kind of a guidebook for people who are early on in this journey to see how a group of 20 parents have been able to do this and move forward and heal.
Yeah, that's what's so amazing about it, is reading these stories, which I want each of you to talk to me about your child. I've read about them, and we'll start with you, Elizabeth, about Morgan, because he was bigger than life. You know, he was just a big teddy bear of a guy. So just give me a little personality about him. I want to bring him into the interview today.
Well, thank you. I think Carly is bigger than life too. And I think that all of these kids are. I mean, I think that every single one of these kids in the book is just such a huge bright light. But I must say that I feel that the way that Morgan transitioned was destined to be that way, because it was at the base camp of Mount Everest, which kind of symbolizes for me, the way that he lived, the way that he loved. He is just one of the, he's nicknamed Big Bear by his cheerleading team at the University of Arizona because of his bear hugs. He was constantly helping people, carrying people home if they were too drunk when they were in China, in Paris as well. He studied in Paris for a while. He spoke three languages, wow, which was wonderful. And he was definitely the bright light that glowed in any room he entered. And I feel him with me all the time. And one of the things that I feel very grateful for, although this was a very hard thing in the beginning, is that I had Chelsea pass in 1991 when she was 2 days old. And Morgan saved my life, because I got home to Morgan and he was there for me. And I had been in the hospital for 2 months on an IV. And Chelsea was the first person to meet Morgan when he transitioned. And I've been told this many times. And she took his hand and led him to me to hug me. So I believe that the reason that I was able to immediately start that Facebook group a week later and to start forward on this healing path so quickly was thanks to Chelsea being there for Morgan. Wow. But I want to hear about Carly, because she's amazing too.
I want to hear about Carly. What do you say, Mom?
My only child, my brilliant, beautiful 24-year-old Boston College graduate, Carly would take over a room if she was in it. She had absolutely amazing energy. She never stopped. She was just always on the move and always on the go. And as I think about it now, perhaps her soul knew she wasn't going to have a long period of time to be on this earth. I would wake up in the morning and walk into her room, and she had been up all night sewing. and there were new curtains and slip covers on her couch, and or she had painted a room. You just never knew what she was going to do. But I always felt from the moment she was born, and I thought maybe because she was my only child, that I wasn't going to have her for a long period of time. Wow. It was always this gnawing, nagging little something in the back of my mind. And at her college graduation, I turned to my husband, Carly's stepdad, and I said, I worried all those years and look, she's fine. She graduated college. She's going to start her life and, you know, make it in the world. And less than a year later, she was diagnosed with a very rare aggressive cancer and she was gone in 4 months.
Oh, my God. Ay. Well, thank you to both of you for sharing your stories about Chelsea, Morgan, and Carly. And the fact that you can do this and still be so steeped in healing and love and light is really a testament to who you are and your children that are now helping you from the next room. It's just unbelievable. And Carly is gorgeous. I was sitting there last night reading her story and tears are streaming down my face because I'm like, oh, she just looks like the girl that everybody wanted to hang out with. You know, yeah. She looks like she was a good caretaker too.
Yeah, thank you.
So Life to Afterlife, it's helping parents heal, the book. There will be a link on the page. So just click there and all the proceeds go back into helping parents heal. Was it difficult to start a nonprofit? Because I mean, one minute you're just working through your grief and you've got a Facebook page and it's growing. And then all of a sudden you have this pretty sizable nonprofit.
Well, I have to say that I didn't have to do anything about the nonprofit work. We have a wonderful attorney who's also a Shining Light mom and a Shining Light grandma who does everything pro bono. So
wow.
She helped us get Helping Parents Heal started. Her name is Doris Norwood, and she also does things like negotiating our contracts with the hotels when we're having conferences and things like that. So we feel very, very fortunate to have that. But taking it from a Facebook page to a nonprofit was normal because we did start opening it up to affiliate groups, first in the United States, then in Canada, and then it kept growing and growing. And the difference with Helping Parents Heal as opposed to other groups for healing grief is that we truly believe in a connection with our kids on the other side. And we also believe that it is possible to heal from the passing of a child. And I think that that is something that a lot of groups don't say. Maybe they sometimes believe it, but they don't say that it's possible. And I think it's important for parents to know that, parents and family members, because I think that our kids like to see us happy. They want us to experience joy again. They want us to move forward and they want us to help others along the way. And I think that Irene and I both have understood along this journey that it's all about love. I mean, this is the only thing that counts right now is love. And so if you spend a lot of time feeling sorry for yourself and wrapped in a blanket, I mean, I told myself when Morgan passed that I could become that crazy lady of Cave Creek wrapped in a comforter on my bed with a bottle of vodka, or I could go forward and do important things in his memory and because of my other daughters as well. And so I immediately chose that other fork in the road. And I think that, you know, people should never feel like they need to be limited in the time that they grieve. And I think that it's important to have as much time as you need. But I also think that there should always be an understanding that our kids are working with us, holding our hands, leading us towards healing, and they are our biggest cheerleaders. So I would say that Carly and Morgan are head cheerleaders, but all of our kids are cheerleaders for us towards healing.
I love that the group or this organization has opened it up to the connection side. Because, you know, it's important. It's important to have that door be open and for the understanding that our loved ones indeed are right here. They just changed forms and they just are, but they're still here very much part of our lives. And I do believe they want us to succeed and be happy and not be curled up in a ball in a blanket with a bottle of vodka. That's not going to solve anything. What is it that you need, Irene, for the organization? Is there, do you have a wish list? I know that you've got another conference coming up that you were the brainchild behind. Magic wand time. What would you, magic you wand. Need? Yep.
Just to get, I think it is to just let the world know about us, you know, to be the mainstream grief support group. I say it all the time, you know, we want to be mainstream in a woo-woo world. and just to let people know that it is possible, as Elizabeth said, to heal, that we make a choice every day what we're going to do with this day. And, you know, I choose to honor my daughter every day by trying to help someone else. And it's the ripple effect of that. So if people in the world knew that it was possible to be happy, to lead a productive life, even though we have experienced the worst possible thing, I think, that can happen to anyone. And also to know, to let people know that you will always have a relationship with your child in spirit. That death means the loss of a physical body. It's not who you are. And that for me, when I could say, I was paralyzed thinking if someone asked me, do you have any children? And I didn't want to answer that. And then I realized, well, sure, I have a daughter. She resides in spirit. You know, she's still my daughter. I'm still her mother. I still have that relationship with her. It's a different relationship. It's not the relationship I hoped I would have had for the rest of my life, but it is what it is. So we just want to be able to get the word out, to let people know about us.
Wow. That was beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Would you mind sharing how you start your day?
Every day I put my 2 feet on the ground and I say, what can I do today to honor Carly? And what can I do today to make a difference in someone's life? Wow. And I try to practice that every day. I honestly do. And I am so grateful for this organization, for what Elizabeth created. And I love my life. I really do. I honestly, honestly do.
I'm in awe. I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes, looking at you beautiful women and knowing that you're here to help elevate. You're here to help other parents. If you just tuned in, I'm speaking with the lovely Elizabeth and the amazing Irene, who's lovely as well. It's Helping Parents Heal. It's a nonprofit. You can find them everywhere. If you have had a child that has transitioned and is in the next room, reach out to them. They have chapters all over the place. You can go from that B word, the bereaved person, to a shining light parent yourself. Let's go back to the book for a minute, because I'm just such a huge fan. In the back of the book, you know, after I got done reading all these stories and crying and laughing at the same time, there's a great little guide, and I highlighted it, and you wrote it, Elizabeth. So do you have a copy of your book there?
Yes, I do.
I would love you to share it, because I just think that sometimes people just need logical steps, and you put together 10 on how to heal from the passing of a child. So without any hesitation? The floor is yours, Elizabeth.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much. I must say that I say these things constantly in our meetings, and I say them to parents on our Facebook page. And I say them, not necessarily all 10 every time, but I do believe them with all my heart. The first one, and this is the most important, I think, is to know that your child is not gone, or your loved one in spirit is not gone. They are still right here. The veil that separates you from your son or daughter is as thin as a sheet of wax paper. And when we see them again, we will feel as though not one second has passed. As Susan Giesman so eloquently puts it, our kids are still right here. So she's written a book about this as well, but this is something that we all believe. Another one, and I think that this is especially important at the beginning of our journey, is to take one breath at a time, 1 minute at a time, until you're ready to move forward. Don't feel like you have to force yourself into becoming a shining light parent immediately, obviously. Everyone's journey is different. Don't compare yours to anyone's. You are unique, just as your child is unique. The third one comes from our co-founder's wife, Ireland's wife, Susie. Know that your child is happy, healthy, and home, and we are still in school. And this is something that she told me very early on in the journey. We have so much to accomplish here before we hug our kids again. But for now, they walk beside us, holding our hands and leading our way, leading us to healing. And I feel this so deeply, that all of our kids they've done everything that they needed to do. As a matter of fact, Mark Pitstick said something beautiful about Carly, and maybe Irene, you could just say that that one thing that Mark said to you that was so comforting.
Well, it caused a major shift in my grief journey. It was that, how cool is it that Carly finished her work on Earth in 24 years and got to go home, and we're still here plugging away doing what we have to do.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And it's so true. I mean, these kids, I believe, are all very evolved. And I think that they have done everything that they need to be home. And we're still here learning stuff. The fourth is, surround yourselves with friends who understand. Our kids in spirit are all friends with each other. It is they who have connected us here on Earth. Expand your friend base to include those who love to hear about your child in spirit. We keep them alive in our hearts and spirits by continuing to tell their stories. And unfortunately, I think that all of us know that when you have a child or a loved one who's passed, there are going to be friends who drop off, but there's going to be lots of new ones that come into your life. And all of the people at Helping Parents Heal are like family to me and to Irene. And so you just have to realize that that's going to happen, but look for the ones who want to hear about your kids. Be kind both to yourself and to others. This is a really important one. Helping others helps us even more. Once you move forward on a path to healing, reach a hand back to help others who are not as far along. And I think that this is so important, because helping others has helped me more than anything. I think that being able to be a part of Caring Listeners, being able to be an affiliate leader, and I think that it's the same way with Irene, and I'm sure you feel that way, Jane, just being able to do what you're doing, it's very important. Express gratitude. Irene talks about expressing gratitude every single time that she wakes up every morning. I post the tributes to the kids every morning as well, expressing my gratitude for them here helping us. We have so much to be grateful for on this journey. Watch for the signs and gifts that your children send you, and be sure to always thank them. That's an important thing. It will automatically bring more gifts. And that's something that we've learned. You know, the more that we say thank you, the more gifts we get. Number seven is, express forgiveness for yourself and others. And I think that this is something that may come later on in the journey, but I think that it is something that really helps with the healing process. We cannot heal without letting go of the feelings of guilt and anger that hold us back. Again, this isn't for everyone, but I think that this is something that it has been a huge part of my journey, and a lot of us feel this way. Number eight, live each day in honor of your child in spirit, or your loved one in spirit. That's exactly what Irene and I do. They are so proud of us, and they share in everything that we do. Number nine is, raise your vibration. Now, this sounds a little woo-woo, but I believe it's been very important in my journey, and I think it has been in Irene's as well. I eat healthy plant-based foods, practice yoga and meditation, take long hikes outdoors, take your shoes off and connect your feet to the earth. Use crystals and essential oils if you know about those things. Use sound meditation and breathing exercises. And again, practice kindness wherever you go. We have a sound healer who comes to help us every single month, and she does sound healings. But we have a lot of other ways to heal with helping parents heal that are based in raising our vibration. And the last one, and I think that this is the one that comes at the very end when we've done all of these steps, is to learn to communicate with your child in spirit through automatic writing, guided meditation, the pendulum, dream visits, mirror gazing, forest bathing, Reiki, and much more. We can all do this. And our kids are high-fiving each other every time they see us smile. And of course, some of those terms might be a little foreign, forest bathing and things like this, but these are things that Irene and I have learned along the way that are a lot of fun to learn about. So anyway, but thank you for asking.
No, thank you for sharing that. It's just such a great comprehensive list and things that all of us can practice. You know, there's nothing like being barefoot and connecting with the planet. Helping parents heal. Elizabeth and Irene are here, and I'll put links to everything. It's helpingparentsheal.org if you want to find out more. I love having both of you on. This has just been such an honor. And anything that I can do to help, to assist you, if you have someone else you'd like me to speak with, I'm all about it, because I have many friends and family members that have lost a child, and it is absolute torture. What they go through. So the fact that you two are sitting here smiling and shining your light and showing a path to healing is absolutely beautiful. And I'm just honored to know you both.
Well, thank you.
That's so kind of you. We feel the same way. And this was an honor to be able to be speaking with you.
Thank you so much for joining me today on The Next Room. Elizabeth and Irene from Helping Parents Heal. Please go support them by purchasing the book. If you know anyone that could use this book, I'm going to ship out 3 copies myself today. And it's easy to do. You can just go to Amazon, you put in their address, you pay for it, and you can even send a little note that just says, hey, I think you may find this very intriguing and interesting and helpful on your journey. Thanks so much for tuning in to The Next Room. I will be back next week.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.